almost a mystical or poetic feeling around twilight.
Oh, yes, there's a wonderful feeling about twilight, because that's when you try to get everybody home. Now, that used to be practically universal around here. But when the mother goes to work at 5 and doesn't get off until 13, she isn't there to gather the brood in. So there is a scattering, and unless the father is there, and is an unusually good father, the word twilight doesn't come into the family life like it did in our day.
The other two,
and like it still does with us.
Okay, if there's been a storm, the rain stops and clouds are disappearing, the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is what?
Beginning to clear up.
Clear up. And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long? It really comes down hard for a while. But
what's the name of the cloud
forms? You ever hear of a toe strangler?
No.
That's one of the variations we have, is a toe strangler.
And sometimes we say it pulled down cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs. And what do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
We call it a mantelpiece. Or sometimes we call it a mantel shelf, but mostly a mantelpiece.
And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And do you have any other words?
Yes, now it's been so long since we had any. We call them splinters. Splinters or kindling or lightwood.
Lightwood.
However, lightwood means something different than that also. Now, instead of having flashlights, you know, you had to have a way to go at night if you had to go out and see about the horse, or if you had to go see what the dog was barking. So we had this fat, when I say fat, I mean pine that had a lot of tar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned easily and gave off a red glow that did make about as good a light as you could find before we had electric light.
That was going to be my next
And that was lightwood.
I see.
But you see, you started your fire in the fireplace with it, and you held it up over your head above your eyes so you could see where you were going at night. So
that was my next question. What do you call the particularly rich pieces that you use to start the fire, and you call it lightwood? You also use the word fat.
Fat means that it is that it contains a lot of flammable matter.
Mm-hmm. Fat pine or fat wood?
Fat pine would mean pine with a lot of turpentine and tar in it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a place with rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
We either call it, well, it's called where it is. Now, if you're talking about this wardrobe in here, we call it a wardrobe.